live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Framini, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Gregory Scott.
A very pleasant good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen. Gregory Scott sitting in once again for DJ Phone, off for some much-needed and much-deserved R&R for your regular host. So I'm here to do my best not to wreck his show. It doesn't often work out that way. But, hey, we're in this together, so we're going to... we're going to keep on keeping on is what we're going to do. We got a great program scheduled for you today. Going to find out some great information. We are going to be joined here on the program by
Ken Lane, the Mountain Gardener with Waters Garden Center. Private rooms and a pitcher of mimosas will get us on the behind a microphone singing to our favorite tune. Yeah. Almost every time. And it's something to behold.
I've seen that on YouTube in Japan where, yep, you know, when you do karaoke, you get your own private room. So it's just you and your friends. So you don't have to be heckled by total strangers.
That's right.
Just the people that love you.
Yeah, that's right. If you get a big group, there's always someone better than you.
Right.
If it's just you and your family and friends, you're all bad. It doesn't matter.
That's right. So you should. Oh. My best advice for people doing karaoke is, pick out a spoken word song, you know.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, I recommend Ringo by Lauren Green. I bet you your karaoke DJ doesn't have it, though. So. Anyway.
I make a better dancer than I do a karaoke singer. I don't know. Very so if true. You're singing, I'm out there on the floor.
We have Ken Lane.
We digress.
From Waters Garden Center.
Yep.
The mountain gardener himself here with us. And we love it when Ken comes into the radio station because usually this studio is, you know, has aromas of pizza and regret.
There we
you
go. Know,
things like that. But you bring in plants, beautiful, delicious smelling plants. We are sitting here, ladies and gentlemen, talking on the radio with the lovely aroma of lavender drifting through the room.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, it's amazing, you know, as I bring this up, just the feelings, the emotional feelings that just being in a room with plants.
There's a connection to it. There is a therapy. There's actually science to that. Mm-hmm. They're actually doing studies and going, people feel better when they're around plants. Not only that, but they feel even better when their hands are in dirt, soil, we call it as gardeners.
Right.
And there's some science that if you lay down on a beach, you just touch the earth, you get closer to things that live and breathe around you, you feel you, the stress levels go down. There's actually something to this.
I think I saw an article just a couple months ago about just the benefits of being outside in the woods.
That's right. You absolutely.
Know, just hearing the wind blow through the trees does something to your psyche.
Well, it was 24 degrees at my house today. It was 22 degrees at the garden center. And so it's cold outside. So I brought in the studio for us a few things that would be apropos for the change of the season. I've got some holiday plants.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Lisa and I, we drink smoothies every morning. So I brought some things that can grow outdoors and still be harvested that are edible. So I've got some lettuces and stuff. Then I have some evergreens. And so I thought we could take it in any direction you so choose. But these are the topics that many folks seem to be asking about right now. And we've gone indoors, so we've got the Christmas tree up. We set ours up yesterday, that holiday festivities, setting the tone. And then we've got our poinsettias. But something that maybe folks don't normally think about is this plant. This is a Christmas cactus.
Christmas, so it's apropos for Arizona.
Yeah, it's cactus. It's not. Yeah, it's just pretty. It's been cycled to bloom right at Christmas, and so they're fully budded. This thing in about a week, about Christmas time, will just be covered in these beautiful red, pink, peach colors. We've got all kinds of colors at the garden center. And if you've struggled with houseplants before, if you tend to trend towards, I'm going to buy fake plants or silk plants, which do not give you that therapy that you
know,
that you were just talking about, this plant does, and you can't. I defy you to kill this. It's just that easy to grow.
It's the Terminator of plants.
You can't. Some people kill it. Think they've got black thumbs, and really they just have the wrong plants. And so this is a Christmas cactus. They're available now. You'll see them with all the other, you know, amaryllis and poinsettias. But we're shifting, we're bringing our plants indoors. And so we're spending more time indoors. Why not have plants that make us feel better?
Right.
And this will bloom, gosh, way past Christmas. This will bloom past Valentine's. And then it'll have this beautiful green waxy foliage to it. It's just, put it in a bright room, and it'll grow for literally hundreds of years. I just had a customer. She has a plant she got from her grandmother. It's over 100 years old.
Wow.
And she takes cuttings, and she roots these cuttings out in a size like this. It's like a little 4-inch. And so she gives these as Christmas gifts to friends and family, people at church, her Pinnacle Club. She just looks for reasons to give this memory of her grandmother. It's this legacy, not just a plant.
Right.
And it's like a precious, it means more than just, this is a plant from me to you. This is a memory of my past.
Part of our family.
It is. And so it's just fascinating. She's coming in for supplies. I need some more soil. I'm going, let me help you out. So,
wow.
That's, literally it'll grow that long.
That's awesome. Now, you know, you mentioned everything's moving indoors, and indoors is a completely different environment.
Yeah.
I mean, something as simple as humidity levels.
Yeah.
So, when people come looking for plants for indoor duty, what should they be looking for?
You know, not only that, but today it changed indoors how you gardened. When the temperature drops as low as it did, you know, it got chilly last night. It was nice yesterday. Now it's cold. The furnace kicks on more, and so it dries out the air inside your house faster, more often. So it'll just be drier. You'll feel this in your skin. You'll need to have lotions more often. So watch the watering is one bit of advice I can give to folks. You need to make sure you water more often. In fact, that's a great gift for a gardener. A moisture meter, something as simple as that can help you in these swings from when you have to watch your watering more carefully. It tells you. It's a tool. You poke in the ground, it goes, it's moist, or it's bone dry, time to water. Simple tools make it much easier to garden outside and inside. But right now you'll notice that tree that you put up, if it's a fresh cut tree, it's going to dry out faster unless you really watch that water in the bowl. Your houseplants that you've been watering every 2 weeks, maybe you're going to water every 7 to 10 days now, because the furnace is just cycling more and more. That's a reason to go with a Christmas cactus. It blooms and
cactus don't care.
It doesn't care. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's but like, still, you might water that.
It's like the honey badger.
You might water it once a week or so because it's a big plant in bloom. All things right. that are in bloom. So your poinsettias, your Christmas cactus, your amaryllis, these things need to be watered more often than when they're out of bloom. Mm-hmm. So some things to watch as you're transitioning from basically fall to winter. We're into the shortest days of the year. I think winter solstice is coming up here in the next, 10 days or so.
Exactly.
So you're right there to the shortest day. And so plants will start to stretch. Your furnace is going faster. Things dry out. So just watch those things.
Well, you mentioned poinsettias. Let's talk about those for a minute, because there's a lot of conceptions and misconceptions about poinsettias, that they can be dangerous, that they're poisonous, that you shouldn't have one if you have a baby or a cat. Yeah. Or give us a lowdown.
So I've had four kids. I have four kids. And so now I've got three grandkids. So we've been around the block a few times. We've had a lot of kids, a lot of grandkids in our house, and we've always had poinsettias and never had an incident. We're also dog lovers. I mean, we have a lot of dogs. We have a puppy right now. It's a schnauzer.
Right.
A miniature schnauzer. They are into everything. We put the Christmas tree up yesterday. She's chewing on it going, this is new. I've never seen this. This is exciting. What's going on? This is great. So you're going, okay, let's watch what the puppy's doing. Poinsettias specifically to your question are from the Euphorbia family. It has this white milky sap that comes out.
Right.
And so that sap can give you indigestion. I wouldn't say you could eat enough to kill you or a baby or a puppy or anything else.
Right.
But it could make you sick until you yak up on the floor. That could do that.
Right.
So maybe use some precautions, but I wouldn't go running through the house replacing them with silk flowers because I'm just afraid that they might actually poison my 14-year-old Labrador. It's right. not going to do that. I haven't had that experience. But what I legally have to say is If in doubt, check with your veterinarian on dogs or check with your pediatrician with your, so just give myself a back door.
There you go. Well, Ken, we need to take a quick break.
Okay.
We've got some sponsors, got to pay some bills, and we will return, talk more with Ken Lane, the Mountain Gardener, here on Q&A this afternoon. I'm Gregory Scott, and you're listening to AM 1130, 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas. Since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Hi, everyone. This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me every weekday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on KQNA.
I'm proud to be part of KQNA's live talk block every day.
No pulling of punches because we tell it like it is. And if you like to think, well, you'll love my show. And if you don't like to think, well, by golly, you need my show. The Dennis Prager Show weekdays from 10 to 1 on the talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
You know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
What places would you like to visit this Christmas season? Think about it. Keep in mind, Prescott is Arizona's Christmas city, where the magic of an old-fashioned hometown Christmas lives on, with the Courthouse Square being the crown jewel and center stage for some of the most cherished of Christmas traditions. Prescott Valley's Valley of Lights is also a stunning must-see local attraction. The entire Quad City area offers an abundance of holiday festivities. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV, inviting you to come experience Christmas in our neck of the woods. While you're in the neighborhood, stop by any of our Affinity RV locations for complimentary chili from 11 to 2 on Friday and Saturday. Who knows? You might find that perfect RV, the most impressive stocking stuffer that's on your Christmas list. Merry Christmas from Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, or online at affinityrv.com. Find your Christmas away. Go RV!
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you on this Monday, December the 16th. Gregory Scott here sitting in for DJ Phone this afternoon as we embark on a brand new week. One more week to get your Christmas shopping done. We're going to talk more about some of the plants that our guest, Mr. Ken Lane, the Mountain Gardener from Waters Gardeners, Garden Center, has coming in. But let's talk about quickly plants as gifts.
Oh, sure.
Now, how does that work?
Well,
We know you have gift cards.
We do.
Which is always a good fallback.
Sure, yeah.
Which, when people can go and they can get what they want. But what kind of stuff, maybe not plants, but, let's talk about that. But what other kinds of things would you have at the garden center that people could give for Christmas gifts?
I was just helping a customer. She has a neighbor that just moved in. She wanted a housewarming gift, and she wanted a Russian sage because her neighbor had seen a Russian sage, which is a beautiful 4-foot kind of hip-high shrub. It blooms from summer through fall. But right now, there are none at the garden center because it looks like twigs in a bucket. It's the ugliest plant you've ever seen. I'm going, you don't want to give that as a gift. They'll hate it. They'll plant it. They don't know if it'll come up. You won't know if it's alive for 4 months. But it will come back. It's very robust and hardy. I said, why don't you get her like this Christmas cactus and a gift card in it, or just a pretty card with a gift card. Then they can go buy that new Russian sage or rose or whatever right. It is next spring. I mean, gardeners understand. They realize it's winter. They're indoors too. So that's an easy way. But gardeners are also funny. They're almost obsessive. They start planning gardening. They start seeing the seed catalog. They start sketching out things. They're dreamers. They're planning for next spring. It's almost like a curse when you give them a gift card to their favorite garden center.
There you go.
Because now all of a sudden they're going, oh, I got this new internet site I just saw that's from native plants. Oh, we can plant those. And they'll start strategizing how to put the gardens together. That's a great one. I also brought this in the studio. This.
That's our beautiful lavender smell.
That's a lavender Christmas tree. It's cute as can be.
Ladies and gentlemen, it does. It looks like a little tiny 2-foot Christmas tree.
This would make a great gift.
I can visualize an entire forest of them.
Yeah.
little short people walking around.
We brought them in to decorate the Christmas table or the holiday tables or the Hanukkah tables or the whatever those holiday gatherings are. You could easily put little Christmas balls, little kind of battery-operated lights. Mm-hmm. Just make this cute as can be and have it in the middle of the festivities on a side table. It adds to that decoration. It's not traditional. This is a culinary herb. It's lavender made to look like a Christmas tree. But you rub it and it smells like lavender. You pick it and you put it in a sauce. It tastes like lavender. But it could be cute. But there's all kinds of gifty, fun things you can do for gardeners. Anyway, that's kind of what we have going on
right
at Waters Garden Center at the time. Now is the time. It's kind of fun for us because most kids don't stay here. They grew up. They were raised here. They went to high school. They went to college mm-hmm. here. Then they go off. Because there aren't as many jobs as there are graduates
Very
for
true.
The local area. So it's kind of fun. We get calls in from all over the planet because the parents still live here. They know they're gardeners, and so they call in to get a gift card. We go deliver it or put it in a plant or something. We make it pretty for them.
There you go.
Or now anymore, it's the internet. They're calling. We'll just get all these. You can go to our website, and it's just right there, gift cards, any amount you want. So you start seeing these gifts coming in from all over, literally the planet. I mean, someone graduating from Prescott High School, Bradshaw, I'm serious. You could go to Mount Everest and find a graduate on the top of Mount Everest from one of those two schools or in a submarine a mile under the ocean. You'll find a grad local that just because there's so many of them around the planet. It's fun.
International Space Station.
There you go. I'll bet a Prescott or a Bradshaw graduate will eventually.
Or somebody from Embry-Riddle, yeah.
Or Embry-Riddle, yep. Yep, right? Yep. That's right.
And there's an old cliche, you know, the gift that keeps on giving. Well, you've got gifts that keep on giving.
Yep.
You know, you get, plants and then, of course, the way to grow them. And, of course, you talk about people calling in. Now, the lavender, I got a couple questions about that. We talked at the beginning of the show about how plants make you feel good. At home, I have a little face mask, you know, like one of those sleeping masks.
Yeah.
That is, it's filled with lavender.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, how interesting.
And it's supposedly to be good for migraine headaches, which
That's
I occasionally
right.
suffer from.
Yeah.
You can put it in the refrigerator and get it cold, or I can put it in the microwave and get a little warm if I want to.
Yeah.
So, what are the you know benefits, maybe known medicinal values of lavender?
Yeah, well, actually,
besides
lavender from
good,
Roman times, they would use it as a antiseptic, so it kills bacteria and stuff.
Wow.
So that's one thing, and there are many, many. I could go on and on.
Right.
Another one, the fragrance of lavender has been known to relax you, to actually mm-hmm. make you feel. It helps. It's great to have one in a bedroom because it helps you just decompress and stop thinking. I mean, obviously, turn off the phone, turn off the screen time, start to close your eyes. But lavender's been known. There are several plants. We've got a list of house plants that are that that are good for sleepy time. They just help you put you to sleep because of the fragrance or the aroma or the humidity they put off or the dust they take out. There's a lot of benefits to having certain kinds of houseplants in your space, in certain spaces in your house, especially the bedroom.
All right, well, let's talk about these lettuce-looking thingies that you got going on here.
Yeah, this is one. Now, this went down to 24 degrees in our greenhouse. We don't heat it, and it looks luscious.
It does.
I mean, it is a lettuce. This is a red lettuce. So Lisa and I, we've hired a health coach. She comes in once a week, make sure we work out correctly, eat correctly, sleep correctly, hold us accountable, and then it gets us motivated to go do it ourselves with each other. Well, what we've also been doing is having smoothies in the morning. This is part of our change our diet so that we don't put on the 10 pounds at the holidays. We actually take it off. And so one of them out in our gardens, we have Swiss chard, kale, lettuce, parsley. These are all plants that might be new to new folks. This might be news. Here we go.
Right.
You can garden year round here. It's not cold like the Midwest, but you have to change which plants are growing in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
So lettuce is one of those you can keep harvesting right through winter. In fact, the flavor gets better the colder it gets. Just when it gets warm, it starts to bolt, starts to flower, and it goes off flavored. When it's cold, it's not about to bloom, but it keeps pushing these lettucey, the leaves off that you can harvest and use. And red is, according to my health coach, full of antioxidants. That's what you want to have for achy joints. Anti-aging, antioxidants are the things that fight cancer, that kind of stuff. So the more color you can introduce into your diets, the better off you are. Fresh Swiss chard. Swiss chard is beautiful, big-leafed lettuce. It's not a lettuce. It's unique. But the stems are bright red or bright yellow. They're bright color. They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're super, super healthy and crazy expensive at the grocery store. But you could grow it. You put a $4 plant in your yard. You're harvesting all winter long. It's just so easy. But you got to plan on when you're doing this. You want to put it in like October, September, October, so it's big enough, starts to grow for you, so you can harvest it in for Christmas dinner.
Right.
So it's all about gardening. Is all about working with the environment, not against it. If you feel like your thumb's a little browner than green, you struggle some. Usually that's an indication that you're working against the environment, not with it. And so you're trying to swim upstream instead of just going with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the secret to gardening. And that's why the newsletter is so important. So I started going out to, there's no real garden content for the local area. And so 20 years ago, I started writing a garden column for the Daily Courier, Prescott E-News, Signals AZ, a lot of places. It gets picked up nationally sometimes. And so it's meant to be a resource for us here in the mountains of Arizona. All of our garden content, all of our news really comes out of the deserts, the desert stuff. They've got the overwhelming people. They got the signals that come up. So we need local resources like KQ&A to give us local content. All the national magazines, they're made for Boston over to New York City to Chicago, that East Coast flavor.
Right.
That's where all the bodies are. So they're creating content for them. The magazines are for them. HGTV is for them. It's not for us. And our cycles are different. What we grow is different.
Right.
And we've got a very large, we have a larger palette of plants. We can grow here than most parts of the country because we're four season, but very temperate. So that gives us a lot of choices.
Yeah, and it's one of the things people think, oh, well, you know, it's wintertime. Of course, we live at a high altitude. It's cold. We've got rocky soil.
Yeah.
But our options are wide and diverse when it comes to gardening. We'll talk a little bit more about your newsletter.
Oh, okay.
Coming up. And, of course, you are all over social media. you're blooming.
It's fun, actually.
You're blooming on social media, shall we say. Instead of trending, Ken Lane Blooms on social media.
It's actually pretty good. Hashtag.
There you go. We'll take a quick break and check some sponsors. Also get a quick brief of the news and return to talk more with Ken Lane about gardening here in the local area in the wintertime on AM 1130, 99.9 FM Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.
Opportunity lender.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting 778-2374 or go to centurypainting.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes visit the San Jose Sharks live Tuesday night at 8:30 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
We're KQ&A.
AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley in Paulden, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon, it's Monday, December the 14th. Good afternoon, it's Monday, December the 16th. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with a check of news and weather brought to you this hour by Wallach & Volk. A Cornville resident is facing charges after she allegedly assaulted two Cottonwood police officers. Officers were called to a gas station on Main Street last week regarding a disorderly woman who allegedly yelled profanities at employees, stumbling and refusing to leave. She drove off before police could arrive, but they found her a short time later. They put 42-year-old Sherry Martinez in the patrol car and took her purse out of her car before it was towed. Martinez started screaming from the back of the patrol car and at the officers. She kicked at them and broke part of the body camera worn by one of the officers. Martinez was taken to the Camp Verde jail for aggravated assault, resisting arrest, criminal damage, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespass. Meanwhile, the Camp Verde Marshal's Office asking for your help in locating a vehicle burglary suspect.
Between midnight and 5 on the morning of November 21st, several vehicles were burglarized in the Verde Lakes area of Camp Verde.
Seven vehicles in the area of Cactus Blossom, Tumbleweed, Maple, and Palo Verde were targeted. Items stolen included credit cards, power tools, chainsaws, a woman's purse, cash, and a child's social security card.
Yavapai Silent Witness Director Chris Wilson gives a description of the suspect.
The suspect is described as a male approximately 6 feet tall, wearing a hooded sweatshirt and possibly in the company of an associate, driving a light-colored vehicle, most likely a 2009 to 2013. Kia Soul.
The total loss has been estimated at $2,000. If you have information that leads to an arrest in this case, call Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232 or submit a tip at yavapaisw.com. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Your KQ&A forecast, clear tonight and cold in the Prescott area. Temperatures around 18, sunny with a high of 45 on Tuesday. Winds up to 25 miles per hour tomorrow. In the Verde Valley, clear and 26 tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow. A high of 51 on Tuesday. A little breezy. More of Q&A up next on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM. Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM. Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities. KQ&A, online at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
What are your favorite things about the holidays? I bet cleaning doesn't even make the list. Let Made to Order help you enjoy your free time to the fullest. No more making excuses to guests. When they tell you how clean your house is, tell them you called Made to Order. Or not, it can be our little secret. Made to Order has cleaned over 3,000 area homes. We're trustworthy, flexible, reliable, and guaranteed. Get a start on your holiday housework. Call Made to Order today at 899-8518 or online at PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Gregory Scott sitting in for DJ Phone this afternoon, taking a couple days off to get his Christmas shopping done as we are, well, just over a week away from the big day and the celebration. So we want to wish you and your family happy holidays and Hope you have a great thing planned. We were talking about the lettuces before we went on the break. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Your friends and family come over for Christmas dinner, and they're like, oh, this salad is delicious. Yeah, grew it myself.
Yep. With a few pansy blossoms on top. That would be super cool.
And you mentioned, the monetary aspect of it. DIY is a big thing these days. There's all these DIY television shows on YouTube. It's how to do it yourself, and gardening, of course, a good relaxing activity, stress reliever, hand busier, but you can also DIY your own edibles.
Yeah, it's true. In fact, well, the soil is a challenge here. So the dirt that your house is on is terrible for growing. I mean, almost anything.
Right.
So, but once, I mentioned a Swiss chard. Well, I have some raised beds on the side of the house that we just have this herb garden. And so we throw some vegetables and herbs in there. It's on the east side. It's perfect for winter gardening. But once I got the soil right, it became very easy. So we have lots of pots. So Lisa and I, we grow. We have over 50 containers. Some of them trees are grown in there, roses. We have 50 of these big, glazed, glorious, beautiful pots we've been collecting for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once you put potting soil in there, that's the soil that these plants are grown in. They don't know they're in a different kind of soil. They just thrive and start taking off, even grow even bigger. So the secret is in the soil. Get the soil right, and gardening becomes easy. Whether it's a raised bed or mending your native soil that's there or having a container, that's the real insider tip. And then I noticed that a lot of the plants are starting to turn yellow out in the landscape. So red-tip photinias are turning off color. Some of the junipers, spruce, cypress, cedars are turning off. These evergreens that should be glorious out in the yard, they're turning after that last storm. They just turned yellow. We call it winter chlorosis.
Ooh.
What you'll find is you need to fertilize more often here than other parts of the country because our soil, we just don't have any. The topsoil that was there has been scraped off by a backhoe to put your footers in and your driveway to build your house. And literally you're left with dead soil. And so there's no nutrition in the soil.
And any nutrition you put in there was washed away by the last
snow. Yeah, just gone.
An inch of snow and
it's gone. If you haven't fertilized regularly, right now we're coming up. New Year's is when we start to fertilize the evergreens, and you use 744 all-purpose plant food. That's the food.
Mm-hmm.
It's cottonseed meal. It's got some iron. It'll green these things up, and then keep the evergreens at that are still green. Keep some green or keep some blue, whatever that ever winter color is. So that's a couple of things you'll notice. It's different here than in other parts of the country. You've got to prepare the soil right, and then you need to fertilize more often to really get the production. But if you do that, you can have a a refrigerator full of lettuce or Swiss chard or spinach or kale this time of year, parsleys and rosemaries and lavenders. These are all winter crops that you harvest now instead of summer. And in the summer, you harvest things that form a fruit, tomatoes and cucumbers and eggplants. Mm-hmm. Those are summer loving. Of course, those were obliterated, you know, 2 months ago. They've been dead for a while, but it's the winter things that are taking over.
Yeah, over on the country station, I have the Guy Clark song, Homegrown Tomatoes. We're in culinary bummer time at this point.
That's right.
Anyway, and speaking of that, you talked about making smoothies out of the your greens there. You know, people hear smoothie, they think, you know, blueberries and strawberries and all that kind of stuff. But greens, would you just throw them in a blender the same way?
Yeah, I add some banana or pumpkin puree or something else with it.
Right.
Sweeten it up. Give it some flavor, yeah.
Right.
But really, if you're doing smoothies and you're only using fruit, you're not doing your body a favor because it can load up on your system with too much sugar.
Uh-huh.
So if you've got insulin issues or any kind of diabetic, you really don't want to trend more fruits. It's good to have fruits.
Right.
But you really want to trend more towards the vegetable side of things. And things that we use a lot of are kale, leafies that we use a lot of. So that seems to blend in nicely. Then you can add a little bit of flavor through some fruits.
Right.
Some whey or some whatever your protein. You can add some proteins in there. We have a Juice Plus thing that we like that we add in there that really ups the protein counts. When we do our workouts, we can get some muscle. But we're not focused on the fruit so much. We're focused more on the vegetable piece,
right,
for the health benefits.
It's not magic, folks. We're all about science here.
That's right. It's just a few things. My name's Ken. We're just neighbors and friends. We're just talking over the fence. And this is some things I've learned over the years for the mountains of Arizona. And it plays out. It works.
You are the mountain gardener, Ken Lane, from Waters Garden Center, here on our radio show this afternoon. Let's talk about a couple of the other plants you brought over there.
Yeah, I wrote a column on evergreens last week or the week before. I forget. I'm actually on my March magazine columns.
You're way.
They're always so far.
It's spring in your world.
I know. So I brought a couple evergreens, though. These are two, I guess not evergreen. One's evergreen or ever yellow, and one's ever purple. This is false goshiki holly. It looks like a holly leaf.
Right.
This is its winter color. It looks magical. It looks bright. It's a pop of color.
It is.
You can put these by your front door. You just want to decorate them. You just want to touch them because they're just so bright and cheery, yet it's an outdoor plant.
Uh-huh.
So I grow these in containers. I've grown them out in my raised beds. I've grown them out off the back patio. This gets up about 3 feet tall by 3 feet wide. Nice little mound, super easy to maintain, and it's evergreen. But it has this goshiki in Japanese, means five color. So it can turn five different colors through the year.
Wow.
As it gets colder and the days get shorter here, it'll actually get a purple hue, and then it's got this creamy color, then gold, then green, a couple different colors of green. But goshiki holly, it loves growing outdoors in the mountains of Arizona. And I notice an added benefit, javelina and deer don't like it. They don't eat it. They don't bother it. So you can put it right out there in the forest.
I should cover my entire yard with that.
You know, anymore with the valleys being developed, we're noticing the antelope are becoming a problem.
Yeah.
So antelope jumping the fence, coming in and nibbling on your backyard. They will not eat this. This is a native plant. Grows wild up in the Bradshaws, the Mingus Mountains. This is a creeping Mahonia or creeping Oregon grape. It also has a holly leaf. It's growing season. It's green, like a rich forest green. But in the winter, if it's exposed to a lot of sun, it'll turn this rich purple color. So it keeps its foliage, but it turns this purple holly leaf to it.
Yeah.
And this is as tall as it gets. And then it spreads like a ground cover. It's just a tremendous ground cover. If you've got big junipers or big pine trees, they're always throwing litter they're always throwing stuff on the ground and they taint the soil. This will grow very well under the canopy of other trees, other evergreens, and thrive. Then you'll notice here, this is a new flower bud coming out. This will be the flower that will bloom at the end of February, first part of March. It's one of the first things to bloom. It's got this beautiful yellow flower. And then the reason they call it Oregon grape is that the flowers turn into a little grape to it. It's edible. You'll never get any because the birds just think they've died and gone to heaven. But
they love
that. They love these little berries that form on Oregon grape. I also sell this in a kind of a knee-high size and then a hip-high size. So it comes in three different heights models. So you pick the size you ultimately want it to grow to, and then you'll never have to prune it or take care of it. It just is always evergreen. Once it gets up to the size you want, you never have to water it. It's a native, truly, truly a great plant for here, and evergreen. So it's one of those plants that shines more than others in the winter months.
There you go. Now, let's talk quickly about, you mentioned the Christmas tree. Yeah. Everybody wants to know, does the Mountain Gardener have a real tree?
I do have a real cut Christmas tree. I had just set it up yesterday.
Right.
And my favorite, the one I have in my house, is called a Fraser Fir. Everyone loves the noble firs. That's the number one seller. And we've got those at the garden center too.
Right.
But Fraser Fir has more of a spruce look to it. It has more of that perfect Christmas shape.
Mm-hmm.
It's got stiff branches that can hold the ornaments, take on the heavier LED lights and that kind of stuff, the heavier batting and stuff you put in there, and it still holds upright. But mainly, it never loses its needles. It will not drop a needle. As it dies, it locks those needles into place, and so it's just super easy cleanup. I just love it.
That's cool.
Fraser Fir.
And now if for people who have gone that route, is it just a matter of keeping it watered, or is there anything else that needs to go in?
Yeah, well, trees will dry out. Since it's gotten cold, the furnace is going.
Right.
Same rule that applied to houseplants also applies to Christmas trees. They will dry out faster if that heat source, whether it's a furnace, a pellet stove, whatever, it'll dry out faster. So I noticed that my tree sucked down about an inch and a half of water last night. So really watch that water bowl. Don't let it go dry. And then trees will take up more water with warm water.
Uh-huh.
Put warm water, warm tap water, instead of cold water in that water basin, and the plant will take up more. Now, eventually it's going to dry up and it just won't take up any more water, but
it's
a week away
time,
or more before that happens.
How long would a fresh cut tree last? A week? 2 weeks?
My tree will last probably till Thanksgiving, or till Valentine's if I wanted it.
I was going to say, 10 months.
What I do is I'll get a fresh tree. The secret is to get fresh. I like Fraser Firs, and then I'll spray it before I bring in the house with Wilt Stop.
Mm-hmm.
This is it's an agriculture product we sell at the garden center. It's a clear coat. It's like lotion or sunblock for a tree. It locks the moisture, and so it doesn't allow it to perspire like it would if it didn't have this. So before I bring it in, I spray the whole tree with Wilt Stop. I put a fresh cut on the bottom. I bring it indoors, and immediately I give it water, warm water. And then also the last tip I can give folks that have a Christmas tree, a fresh cut tree, the preservative that they give you, that they try to push, this is like $1.99 for this tree preservative.
Right.
It does make a difference. So don't use 7-Up or Sprite, or don't add an aspirin. There's all kinds of wives' tales that are crazy, some of them. They just clog those pores up inside. The tree is made up of thousands of little straws, basically.
Yep.
So the fibers inside that trunk are just straws, and they're made to wick water up. If you clog them up with stuff like sugars, it won't take up as much water. These preservatives, they actually help it to open up the pores. It takes up more water.
Right.
And then some trees, like the Fraser Fir, will actually help it to lock in those needles so it won't shed needles as readily. So those are kind of the insider tips, too.
There you go.
Fresh garland, same way. You have fresh garland, like, I don't know, 10 to 15 feet long, whatever, pre-cut, of cedars and different kinds of evergreens. If you spray that with Wilt Stop before you put it around the wreath or the hearth or the wherever you're putting it, the banister, that fresh cut wreath will just last for you. The fresh cut garlands will last 3 times longer than if you just take it from the nursery, string it around the banister, and then watch it dry out so fast. When you even look at it after the first of the year, it just shreds and goes to pieces on you.
Well, that wilt stop. I guess it's worth its money. Worth its
You know, I use this in the spring when that new leaves come out. That's really what it's for.
Right.
It's tender new growth, and you're about to get that frost. It can burn the new leaves on off the plant. Well, I use it for that, but it works even better on Christmas trees. I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
Are fresh cut trees as popular as they used to be? It's been a while since I've had one.
No, they aren't as popular. There's traditionalists. I love the fragrance. I love the smell.
Me too.
The tradition of bringing it in. Plastic.
Going out
and
picking one out. You know.
Yeah, we actually sell more fresh living trees with roots.
Mm-hmm.
We sell as many or more. I have to look at the numbers this year, but I predict I'll sell more fresh trees than I do fresh cut trees.
Uh-huh.
But there's still those traditional folks that just love that. They remember going out as a kid and as a family and setting up the tree.
Straight out of the Christmas story.
It's still fun rather than, you know, plastic dust-covered thing that you've bring yeah. out of the back closet and set up. It didn't have quite the same richness.
Mine is stored in the closet under the staircase.
So if folks want to see trees or see other varieties, can I mention where to find us?
Oh, yeah.
Waters Garden Center is out on Iron Springs Road, so 1815 Iron Springs Road, or you can just go Siri, give me directions to Waters Garden Center. You can find us easily. We're the oldest garden center in northern Arizona, so 57 years we've been in business. We sell cut trees, living trees, poinsettias, all the stuff we've been talking about and more. We didn't get to it all.
Right.
They only give us an hour to talk to each other about plants.
We'll have to have you back again. I don't know, Saturday.
Anytime.
11 to noon?
That's right, 11 to noon every Saturday. That's what we do every on the Mountain Gardener.
Right, so here on KQI.
That's right.
All right, Ken, we're going to take a break, our final break of the hour, and we'll come back and wrap up today's show. You're listening to Q&A. It's DJ's show. I'm Gregory Scott, though, sitting in for the man on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Gregory Scott sitting in for DJ Phone. We've got precious seconds remaining, which usually is the case when I host the program. I cannot stay on time. But we've got Ken Lane, the mountain gardener with Waters Garden Center in here, and we've been talking about all kinds of great things, and we want people to subscribe to your newsletter. Yeah. You mentioned that earlier in the show because it's got all kinds of great things. You've got podcasts on there with very specific topics. You have your Waters ebooks, and one of your recent articles in your latest newsletter, Wildflowers, a Spring Gardener's Perfect Gift.
It's time to put wildflowers in. You know, it's time. So that's one. If you're local and you just you want to know more,
right,
don't just go randomly across the internet, because you will get all kinds of crazy advice. Go local. Go to your local nurseries. Check your local, your neighbor. There's some neighbor in your yard, in your neighborhood, that's got a better yard. Gardeners love sharing ideas and what's been successful, what hasn't. But if you need more resources, watersgardencenter.com. I know it's not very original, but that's us. It's got all the stuff you just mentioned. So if you're a podcaster, we do a weekly podcast, a weekly garden column, a weekly. If you're Facebook and you want to know, gosh, he's really an interesting guy on the radio. Just, I want to know what he looks like. I just posted a Merry Christmas. You can see our dogs, my wife.
Nice.
All of our employees. We did a quick video. It's on the top of our Facebook feed. So watersgardencenter.com/ go with it. Waters Garden Center. That's us. It's right at the top. You can see what we look like. It's just, it's a hokey, fun, family-filled, neighborly place. We try to give advice that we would share with family, friends, and neighbors, and our customers.
You've got all the tools necessary, from the soils to the plants to that. But the one thing that you offer your customers that you can't put a price on is knowledge.
And passion, just a fun.
And that.
I love going to work every day. I look forward to it.
I know how that feels.
So it's a great thing. And so you feel that. So our staff, they've been with us. We're the place where employees put their roots down. So they love coming to work. And that's what we want to create at Waters Garden Center. So anything we can do for you, you personally or your listeners,
right on.
Please just ask. And then Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and Happy Holidays and all those things to everyone else.
And we thank you for coming in, and we appreciate the fact that, you bring these plants in for us to see and smell and touch. You know, it is radio, and the listeners can't really see what we're talking about, but hopefully they can feel hear the passion in your voice. And we always like a good game of show and tell here in the studio.
These will all be at the Garden Center here momentarily. So as soon as we're done, I'm heading back. And so you want to see what it is?
There 10,
it
goes. 15 minutes That's from right. now, Ken's going to be walking in the door with a basket.
That's right.
And those plants were just here. So that is very cool. Well, Ken, thank you once again. And happy holidays to you and your staff.
Thank you.
And we appreciate your time and the hard work you do here to entertain us on DJ Show. And, of course, your Mountain Gardener Radio Show, 11 to noon, right here on KQ&A.
Enjoy.
All right, folks, you have a great day, and join us again tomorrow, once again, 2 p.m., for another edition of Q&A.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.